Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, this is Caroline Sinise-Levine, co-founder of Six Figure Start Career Coaching and host for today's episode of the Six Figure Start Career Coaching Radio Show. Six Figure Start is a career coaching firm dedicated to helping you build fulfilling and financially rewarding careers. Joy and money are not mutually exclusive. You can earn a great living doing work that you love. Six Figure Start is comprised exclusively of former Fortune 500 recruiters, so our approach is based on the inside knowledge into what companies are really looking for. And we base our episodes on your questions, so we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question that you'd like us to cover on a future episode, please contact us at info@sixfigurestart.com, or you can visit our website, sixfigurestart.com, and use the Contact Us page to submit your question. Now, today's episode is about offer negotiation, and very specifically, it's about negotiating for job title, not compensation, not benefits, or the many other factors that go into an offer. So this question comes from Hannah, who asks, I've been a newspaper editor for about 6 years. The job I'm pursuing is in magazine editing. The position has previously been termed copy editor, but it hasn't been formally posted. The hiring manager is still considering what it will entail. I'm currently a managing editor and feel that having a copy editor title would seem like a step down, though it would be in a different segment of the industry. Should I negotiate a more lateral title if I'm chosen for the job? Well, this is a great question. This is obviously specific to media and to publishing, but really you can look at this, you know, in your own industry, if you're outside that industry and you're thinking about making a move, and perhaps it could be something as simple as you're a director now, and the title at the other company you're looking at is senior manager. Will that be viewed as a step down? Sometimes maybe you're a director of marketing, and maybe you're going into a role that's still marketing. It's still director, but it might be a smaller area of marketing. So maybe they've highlighted director of consumer marketing. So it's very similar to what Hannah's asking here, where she has a broader title, managing editor, and she's looking at a role which right now is being called copy editor. And so the question is, you know, what should she do about that? So there are really three issues when you're thinking about negotiating. In this particular case, I'm going to talk about job title, but really we could talk about other areas of the job offer as well. But when you're thinking about negotiation, you really want to think about, can I ask for a different title in this case? So can I negotiate on this issue? And then the second thing you want to think about is, should I negotiate on this issue, right? So if you've determined that, yeah, I'm going to go for it, you know, should I focus my efforts or should I focus on something else? Right? And then the third piece is, okay, you know, it makes sense for me to go for it. I've decided that I want to do it. How can I do it so that I get it done? Right? So can I negotiate for title? Should I negotiate for title? And how do I negotiate for title so that I do get the title that I want? Okay. So if I look at all three of those, let me take those in turn. So the can I, you know, broadly speaking, everything is negotiable. Everything is negotiable. When you look at your job offer, you shouldn't assume. In this case, Hannah very smartly says, you know, even though the role used to be called copy editor, does it still need to be called copy editor, right? If they're still determining what the role is, the role and the functions and what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to accomplish is what influences the title. So it sounds like there's definitely an opening here to say, you know what, the title doesn't encompass what this job is, and therefore it makes sense to put that into play. So, You know, broadly speaking, yes, everything is negotiable. In this particular case, there's even a particular reason that it should be called into question, because the role seems like it's up in the air from what it was before. And so the can I do it? Absolutely. It seems to point in this direction. Should I do it? So this is about looking at the entirety of the offer and really thinking about, of all the things that I want to be discussing, where does title fall into my wish list? You know, am I also going to be asking for more money? Am I going to be asking for a bonus where right now there isn't one, or more of a bonus if the bonus is low? Am I going to be asking for a sign-on bonus? Is relocation an issue here? Am I going to be asking for relocation? Are there benefits that I want to negotiate for, perhaps more vacation or perhaps tuition reimbursement or something like that? And so the issue of, you know, sure, you can negotiate for title, but should you, right? That might not be the most important thing. You know, in this particular case, we're dealing with a job seeker who has a higher title, and this could be construed as a step down. Now, this is also a little bit of a career change. We're going newspapers to magazines in this case. Anytime you change something in your industry, you know, again, pointing to it's still publishing, but a different sector of publishing. And so that can be construed as a career change. Will people necessarily see it as a step down versus as part and parcel of a career change? It really depends. You know, my experience with title specifically is that so many companies handle title differently that future employers understand it is not necessarily all that it appears. You know, a director in one place is not the same as a director in another place. Sometimes a director versus a manager, you know, those might be compatible, the example that I gave earlier. So you really, you know, don't have to be so afraid that, oh my goodness, if I get any one particular title, I'm kind of doomed for the rest of my career. It really is going to depend on that role. And so it could very well be that the company says, you know, our titles are pretty fixed here. So the only other title that we have other than copy editor, I'm just making this up, is, say, deputy editor or managing editor. And there are only, you know, there's only one person for each of those roles, and those roles are filled. So it could very well be that, you know, as you start going down this trail and asking about title, that the company has a very narrow band about it. And so you want to think, is this the thing that I really want to focus my efforts on? So you do want to think about, before you even get started, you know, how much of an issue is this going to be for you? Is this a deal breaker for you? In which case, absolutely, you need to speak up. Is this third, fourth, or fifth on the wish list? In which case, you know, I really start with the things that are very meaningful to you. For some companies, it doesn't seem like this is the case here, but for some companies, you do want to pay attention to title, because there are going to be things associated with the title, say equity grants or long-term incentives. You know, for companies at, you know, that are putting people in the executive level, the distinction between, you know, middle management and executive is often made by title, and it's accompanied with, you know, things like a bigger bonus or even eligibility for a bonus, equity, you know, so some of the things that I mentioned before. And so you do want to really research the company and see if those types of things are in play, because if that's the case, then you want to negotiate even harder for title, because it has repercussions for other things. But if you determine that it's just the title, that, you know, it's just the words, it's not going to be reflective of the job, it's not going to be reflective of the compensation or the structure of the compensation, then I would say, okay, where is this on your wish list? Because at the end of the day, title is all over the place at a lot of places, and so it isn't necessarily going to impact you for the future. Now, if you do decide to do it, that third part of the question is, how do you do it effectively? And so what you really want to focus on with title is matching it to what the responsibilities are, and then also matching it to the market. If you look at, say, in this case, what a copy editor does, is that representative, you know, in general, of what they're asking for this role? Because if this role extends beyond copy editor, then you have a very strong and logical argument for why the title should be changed. If you look at the market and you look at their competitors and you can show, you know, look, these are currently the copy editors at similar magazines. These are what their backgrounds are. I'm coming in with 10 years of experience. I'm coming in with these additional skills that I'm planning to bring to address these additional responsibilities. Then you also have market data, right? So you have a logical argument built on the job responsibilities. You have market data that's showing that this title may not make sense. And so you want to build your case around an argument. So whether it's that logical argument around the responsibilities, whether it's the market data argument, maybe it's your own performance. Maybe the job right now calls for copy editor duties, but you have a skill set that you can bring extra expertise or extra hard skills or extra years of experience that you can lend to perhaps other areas. And you can argue, hey, I'm going to expand my scope of responsibility, and so copy editor is going to be too narrow. So you might be pointing to your own personal performance, but you want to be building that argument. And you want to be prepared for pushback. Again, the company might say, you know, this is how we've always done it, or we have these bands, this is what the titles are, and we don't have anything else that we can do. And so you want to be thinking about, what are they possibly going to say, and how am I going to respond to that? Am I willing to walk away based on title? Am I willing to trade something else? So, hey, I don't mind being called the copy editor if I'm being paid, however, for my managing editor skill set and for what I'm bringing to the table. And so you might not care so much on the push so much on the title if you can get it in the compensation. I don't know. So this is where, again, the how do you do it depends on, you know, how that negotiation is going and how hard, you know, the company might push back. One thing that I will absolutely stress, whether it's negotiating for a job title or another piece of the job offer, is you want to practice what you're going to say. And you want to practice in performance conditions. So ideally, you pull in a coach, you pull in a mentor, you pull in a friend in HR, and they can role play with you and play the part of the prospective employer. And they can start trying to shoot down your arguments or try to push back at you. They don't have to be incredibly mean about it. Keep in mind that a negotiation is not always hostile. And if you're at the stage where you're talking about an offer, remember that you both want to be there. You both want you to start that job. The employer wants you to start that job. So don't make it a hostile negotiation, but you do want to practice and feel the questions that the prospective employer is going to ask you, the pushback that they might give you, so that you can come up with your arguments, the logical argument, the market data argument, your own personal performance data that shows that, yes, I deserve that bigger title in this case. So that's really, you know, part of that how do you do it. And so I hope that that was helpful. I encourage you to negotiate for title if it's something that is meaningful to you. Everything is negotiable. Job title is negotiable. It might seem like one of these things that is hard and fast, but it is not. And so to the question of can you, yes, you can. To the question of should you, yes, you should if it's meaningful to you, but you want to prioritize what you're negotiating for. And then finally, how do you? Well, focus on what your argument is. Be prepared for what the other person's going to say and think about what you're going to say in advance and practice in performance conditions. So thank you so much for that great question on negotiating for a job title. Again, we have lots of different resources, and we have negotiation resources on our website at sixfigurestart.com. While you're there, you can fill out the Contact Us form and ask your question for the next show. This is Caroline Siniza-Levine, career expert and co-founder of Six Figure Start Career Coaching. Thank you so much.